What hummingbirds do. She hangs over my window feeder just an instant, dips her bill, hovers skittish and afraid, the way we all distrust what we do not know, streaks away then back to sip again. Here in the east we see only those called ruby throats. The males have all the color. The female at my window seems more gray than green, without a spot of scarlet. Once, in a southwestern city park, before flying home, I watched more hummingbirds, and different than I had ever seen, come and go from a feeder, beating copper and emerald wings, flashing throats orange, violet, fuchsia. A woman beside me on the bench murmured their names, Rufus, Calliope, Black-chinned. When she stood to walk with me, looking for other birds, her brown hair hung flat and dull onto her back. We moved slowly, exchanging details, as women do, of our families grown away, and what we do when men are not beside us. Suddenly, this woman I had known for half an hour said straight, "He's having an affair." Her hands fluttered up and dropped. He said he stopped, but I know that's where he is today. My feet timed themselves with hers, in woods so dry twigs crunched with every step. She talked of years of keeping house and moving town to town with his career. She told about dinners carefully prepared for businessmen he brought around her polished table, and her small future as an artist always shrinking with her years. "Should I stay?" she asked. I, who had made choices of my own for other reasons long ago, had scant advice. At home, my Hummer pauses now outside the glass to look at me, then turns her back and settles tiny feet along the feeder's rim to sit while she drinks the offered nectar, long and slow.